Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, November 10th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello. How you doing today, Melody?
Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. It's a beautiful day down here in the hills. How about up your way?
Yes, it's put me in a kind of a grumpy mood. It's been cloudy and cold and rainy. And I'll tell you what, coming off the past 2 weeks of 70 and close to 80 degree weather.
Shock.
Yeah, it is shock. Yeah.
Well, we had some rain last night and this morning. We needed desperately. We had a lot of fires around us, forest fires. I mean, smoke and air everywhere, but we had rain last night and up to about 10 this morning, 11 o'clock, and start clearing up. But we need the rain desperately. So at least the fires are out now.
Yes. You know what? We needed the rain, too. I think it's been like 2 weeks or so since we've had any. And I don't know if this is going to be any meaningful rain, but it's supposed to rain for a couple of hours. Don't know how strong and so forth. But so it's rain is always welcomed. So.
Yes, yes.
I prefer rain over snow and ice.
Yeah. Oh, anytime.
You betcha. Anytime. So I'm not complaining. Anyway, but I am going to complain about something else.
Okay.
I am. The gold prices today. They whacked the precious metals. And I really think what's happening is the white metals like platinum and palladium and even rhodium, I mean, they've been on it, and I think it affects the whole sector. So the whole sector of the precious metals is being attacked. And so today you had gold down, actually the least of all of them, just a little over 1% at 1937. Silver was down about a little over 1 3/4, $22.31. Platinum was down 2%, $852. And palladium was down 2.5% at $990. And even rhodium got whacked 10% by 425 points. So the whole sector was hit, because we even seen we saw a little pressure on the dollar, 105.80. It doesn't seem like it's having a hard time getting up over 106. Crude oil was up $1.50 today at 77.25. But the paper markets, all is good. All is good. The Dow was up 400 points. Let me pull those numbers up. I don't know why they are not here. The Dow was up 391 points. The S&P was up 67 points, which is 1.5%. And the NASDAQ was up 2%. So a great day in the paper markets. And I really, really, I think it has a lot to do with this meeting between Biden and China's President Xi. And I think, you know, supposedly all you hear is the rhetoric that, oh, you know, things are getting better. There's no more of these issues between China and the U.S. and things are good. I don't believe that. Trust me, China just doesn't change their view of Europe, doesn't change their opinion overnight. There's still issues. We still got all the same problems that were always there. But it's all how the media reports it and all what they do to keep the markets higher. You have, let's see, Asian markets, they were all negative. Europe was all negative. So I'm glad the United States was able to fight the bullet there. 10-year yield is pretty much the same. It was down 0.01 at 4.62. And my natural gas was down once again, just barely, 3.039. So I'm not sure really what is really going on, because everybody talks about and a lot of the Feds speak too. We talked about it earlier this week, where the Fed's Goldspeed says golden path of a huge drop in inflation. Well, we get some inflation numbers out next week. So that's what everybody's betting on, that inflation dropped. And they're thinking that we can drop inflation without a recession. Well, it depends on where, what part of that inflation in equation is dropping. Oh, used cars. Yeah, that helps everybody out, doesn't it? Beef prices are at an all-time high, higher than during the pandemic, but that doesn't matter. And so, again, it's people believe what the, Fed people speak, what the Fed speak is, and we've seen it in today. And it has been weird trading. The climate in business has been weird. And so bad news for the economy is good news for the stock market. That's your yin and your yang, I guess, Butch.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I don't even pay much. You know, they don't make, there's no point paying any attention to them, because it doesn't make any sense anymore. Nothing comes together like it used to, where you can understand what the next thing is going to happen is going to be, because it's all in line. You just don't see it that way anymore.
And I agree with you. And what's really sad is you have so many people that live off of Wall Street's, what their investments are. Your retirees, your fixed income people. And they should be paying attention regardless, but they don't. You know, they're... And you kind of can't blame them, though, Butch, can you?
No. It's I don't know, Melody. The since I've been working with you, even, but long before that, when I listened to you and other people on the radio, everything used to go in some kind of a pattern, but that pattern no longer fits.
No.
It just doesn't fit anymore.
And but there's a couple of the Fed people saying that we're not seeing the full effects of the rate hikes, so that's coming, and I agree. We haven't seen anything yet. Average credit card balances up top $6,000, a 10-year high. Delinquencies rise. Yeah. Bad economy, great for the stock market with reports like that. So,
but in your opinion, do you think inflation is down enough to be mentioned when they bring it up here in a few days or a week?
I mean, what happens? I mean, if when you have something rising like that, yeah, it's going to come down. But where is it coming down at? They change the equations. They throw in used cars. Well, yeah, used cars hit that huge peak after, you know, during the pandemic. They're bound to come down. So with that coming down, your inflation numbers are going to come down. They rig it, so it's good. It's like, okay, but let's talk about food. Now you tell me what's gone down in food.
Nothing. I just done some shopping online.
Well, no. Eggs came down a little bit.
Wow.
So, I mean, but these are the things they take out and they, you know, yeah, when you have a big rush, like it's eventually going to pull back a little bit. But you're still at peaks. You're still at records. You're still at high inflation. But they don't want to tell people. As long as you tell people, hey, it's coming down, I think people believe it. They're brainwashed into thinking that whatever they tell them is true. But I don't know. It's just a bizarre world. we're not spring chickens, so we've seen a lot. I don't recall the information, whether, you know, where it has absolutely no impact on people's decisions, on the markets. I mean, there's just no, it's like, well, okay. It's very weird. It's very weird, Butch.
Do you think this will affect your rates any with this next announcement?
Are you there, Butch?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
me? I think I lost Butch. So I'm really not sure who's on, who's not.
Kyle, can you hear me?
Okay, all righty. So, you know, I was talking a little bit about how maybe the relationship with the China and our government is beginning to, you know, mellow or whatever. But you've had the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She began 2 days of meetings with the Chinese Vice Premier He Lafing starting yesterday in a bid to limit the economic fallout from tensions. So I guess all those tensions are just gone. And she's trying really hard to keep the lines of communication open. This is Janet Yellen, okay? I'm sorry, but she does not instill confidence as being the U.S. Treasury Secretary. The U.S. Treasury officials have sought to downplay expectations for any breakthroughs. The meetings are being held in San Francisco, and President Biden will be there next week. I take it back. He's hosting a summit of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, country leaders, which will include the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Are you there, Butch?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'll finish it. Biden and Xi are expected to steal the spotlight with the planned meeting on the summit sidelines. And Yellen first met with him during a visit in Beijing last summer. So Yellen is saying in her opening remarks that she wants an open and a very good discussion on the U.S.-China economic relationship. So she said the United States has no desire to decouple from China. A full separation of our economies would be economically disastrous for both our countries and for the world. So to me, with that statement, again, I think it's more what's coming from China, perhaps making the United States that China is ready to decouple from the United States. So now we're going to China and saying, please, we have no desire to decouple from you. And to me, it's weakness because it's all coming from Janet Yellen. And so where that leads us, who knows? What's that going to do with, some of these other things? Who knows? But I think we're still trying to get Butch on air.
I think I'm back. Am I back?
Oh, you are?
There, I think I am.
Well, you were quiet as a little church mouse.
Well, I'm trying to stay out of trouble.
Oh. Good luck.
How are we coming across? Better or worse or anything?
No, you're perfect. You're perfect. Yeah.
I like being perfect. I really do. Okay.
Well, there you go.
My mixer board shows I'm really maxing out, so I don't know why. I don't know what the problem is. But
wow.
You can hear me well now, right?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I've been listening to you, and
okay.
I'm ready to start off whenever you're ready to turn me loose.
Well, you're loose.
Okay.
And by the way, loose as a goose. Now, go ahead.
I did ask you. Ask Benigo, with what's coming down here when they start announcing inflation, do you see any change in the rates coming up?
I think he's going to, to me, when he pauses, there was one thing that I watched is that 10-year yield. Once it breaks 5%, they back off. So, I don't know. It's, who knows, because we don't know what they do. It's impossible to determine. What's going to happen, and if he's going to raise them and not. So it's
I do know the rates are killing a lot of people in big ticket sales like car sales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rates have put the prices up out of people's reaches now. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, different topic, but it's still important. You probably saw this. Georgia man charged with threatening Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. I can't believe this guy would be this ignorant. A Georgia man has been charged with threatening to kill GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, her family, and her staff. Sean Patrick Grillo, 34, Macon, Georgia, called Greene's office on Wednesday and threatened to shoot and kill her, according to the representative's office. Greene's office shared a recording of a threatening phone call with CNN. I'm going to murder her. I'm going to shoot her in the expletive hand and kill her, okay? The caller said, tell the FBI, you're going to die. Your family's going to die, the caller yelled. My goodness, he called in and threatened. Melody, I don't want to think about that. That's just unheard of. You still with me?
Yeah, I mean, people are just insane. But you know what? All the rhetoric that you're hearing from both sides fires people up, and if you're a little mentally unstable, this is what you're going to do, and it's so dangerous.
It is dangerous. It's beyond dangerous, and I'm going to, of course, you already know, but everybody knows this. Our Senator Manchin is not going to run again for Senate, for President, but what he said makes sense a little bit. I'm not necessarily a Manchin fan. I've met the man a couple times personally and talked to him. He's a decent guy to be around, but Melody, how do you say this? I'm trying to be polite. He's a politician.
Yes.
He's a professional politician. How do you know what they're really thinking?
They have to prove it first.
That's exactly right. The Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin won't seek re-election, giving GOP a key pickup opportunity. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia, announced Thursday that he won't seek re-election in 2024, giving Republicans a prime opportunity to pick up a seat in the heavily GOP state. Manchin, 76, said in a statement that he had made the decision after months of deliberation and long conversation with his family. I believe in my heart of hearts, that I've accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia, he said. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election in the United States Senate. But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together. And I have to say this, the point he made in bringing America together is vitally important. America is more divided now than I've ever seen in my lifetime, and getting more so every day. And a nation, I mean, between the Republicans and Democrats, there's such a schism there now that I don't see it ever getting back together anywhere near, because it's just absolutely so wide. And both sides are, in my mind, pretty much useless. So the nation being torn in so many different directions between races and morals, and now with the Palestinians and Israel, Melody, we're being pulled in every direction. So I don't know if anyone has a chance to pull back together somewhat of a cohesive nation again. Do you?
No, I think his agenda might be admirable, but he's against all the mainstream media. He's against all the... there's no way. I mean, they are much louder than he will ever be, unless he decides to promote that by becoming president of the United States. I hear the music, so we're heading into break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. So, boy, oh boy, Butch, what's next?
Okay. This article says it pretty much the way it is. America's growing economy, brought to you by Visa and MasterCard. And it's telling the truth. Mainstream financial network pundits and government officials keep telling us that the economy is chugging along because Americans continue to spend money, but it's clear that borrowing is the only thing sustaining the spending spree. Now, folks, I'm going to say this. We don't think about this a lot of times, but every time you use a credit card, you're borrowing money. You got to pay it back. You're using credit. That's borrowing money. Meanwhile, the resilient American consumer is drowning under a surging tidal wave of debt. Total household debt rose by $228 billion in the third quarter, setting a new record of $17.29 trillion, according to the latest data from New York Federal Reserve. Melody, over $17 trillion in debt, like you said, is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Surging credit card balances led the way, increasing by 4.7% to a record of $1.08 trillion. Year-on-end credit card debt spiked by $154 billion. That was the biggest annual increase since 1999. The bigger problem is the double whammy of rising debt and rising interest rates. Average card credit rates eclipsed a previous record high of 17.87 months ago. The average annual percentage rate now is 20.72%. 21% interest rate. That means for every $100, you're paying back $21 more. I mean, that this ridiculously expensive. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Americans paid $130 billion in interest and fees on their credit cards over the last year. That was the largest amount on record. $130 billion on interest, fees, and credit cards. Just interest and fees alone. Melody, that is huge. $130 billion.
Wow.
Any comments on that?
No. It's just going to go higher. It's not going to go lower. It's not going to fix itself. We're too addicted. We're too addicted to debt.
Well, you probably remember when you was even a little bit younger than 39. You used to go out and play when you was a little girl and run around the yard and play baseball or something.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And you trip or stumble, and you wasn't falling down, but you're almost going down. Your nose is ahead of your feet. You know you're going down. You just hope to stay up best you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the economy is right now for most people.
Yeah, it's a good example. Yeah.
They know they're going down. Something doesn't change. They're just trying to hang on.
Butch?
Yes.
Do you know what? There will be some that don't fall all the way.
There'll be some, yes.
They'll be able to catch themselves. But the older you get, the more likely you're going to fall all the way because you don't do anything.
Well, there'll be some who'll hold up, but the masses of who've held up in the past will go down because it weighs too much. What we used to call middle-income people now, Mel, they're really getting over on the poverty side now because of inflation. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So, folks, this is serious. I don't see any fix to it. Interest on U.S. debt skyrockets above $1 trillion for the first time ever. The interest alone over $1 trillion. How do you even contemplate $1 trillion in the first place? Back in July, when we last looked at the unprecedented horror show of the U.S. budget deficit and concluded correctly, long before the second quarter refunding announcement, that debt issuance was about to explode and yields would soar. We warned that the debt Rubicon was about to be crossed, and U.S. debt interest payments are about to hit $1 trillion. Fast forward to today, when the end game has apparently arrived, according to the Treasury's own calculations, total interest is now over $1 trillion, $1.027 trillion to be precise. Interest rates is a budget of $1 trillion a year is unthinkable, but interest rates over $1 trillion, Melody, I mean, how are you going to balance that booger?
I don't. You know, it's almost getting so absurd. It's getting so. And you know what? They come out with this projection of Bank of America and the. And by 2033, we'll be at $50 trillion. But that's if everything stays the same. That's if there's no changes. And we all know that's not going to happen. So if they're predicting $50 trillion, who knows what it's going to be? It could be 100, it'd be double that. It's just, if anybody thinks that we're going to make it that long to begin with, that will be the longest that we make, that everything stays the same. So if it's not next year, okay. But now you really know your timeline, because there's no way this country would be able to sustain a $50 trillion plus debt, period. Taxpayers do not have the money.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
No way. It's impossible. I mean, we look at things now and thinking, well, we're still eating. We still got a roof over our head. The power bill's paid and all's good. But when you look right down to the nitty gritty of it, how many of us can even afford, if a car broke down, how many of us could trade for a newer model car right now, make payment on it?
Not many. I mean, but there's a lot that can.
Oh, sure there are. But there's less and less every day, though.
That's right. And I'll guarantee you that the major corporations and stuff depend on those that can't afford it. That is where the real money is made.
I don't know how. I'm seeing it and I feel it. And I see it all around me. People I talk to and other folks that are. I said they're okay. They're getting by, but the least little trip up again. A used car, a decent used car, is going to run $15,000-$20,000 at least. For a decent used car. Now, you can buy them cheaper than that. I realize that. But what are you buying? So these are things that, you know, that we need to consider, because most of us don't have any money put back. A lot of people don't have any money put back for this type of emergency. They can't do it. They spend it all just trying to keep up with inflation. And I don't know what the numbers are on inflation now. I have no idea what they're going to come up with. But you can double whatever they say it is and be closer to the right amount. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
So we're kidding ourselves, think it's going to be something feasible. This is from RFK Jr. They can outbid your children. RFK Jr. warns that corporations are trying to buy every single family home in America, and they are on track to own 60% of the homes by 2030. 6 years from now, corporations will own 60% of the homes. And of course, Klaus Schwab said by 2030, you own nothing and be happy. But I can remember, and I'm not 150 years old yet, but I can remember when owning your own home was really kind of a dream, Melody. I can remember that everybody wanted their own piece of America, so to speak, their own Americana. They wanted a home, whether it's big or small or in between. They wanted a place they called their own private dwelling. Well, that's coming to an end. Housing affordability has been a pressing issue in America. While many people point to supply shortages, rising material costs and stagnant wages as drivers behind the crisis, Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. believes there's another culprit: corporations. The only reason that housing has outpaced anything else is because there are three giant corporations: BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, Kennedy said at a recent event in Los Angeles. He said that these three companies already own 88% of the S&P 500, and now they're coming after single-family homes in America. I did not know this, Melody, that they own 88% of the S&P. I did not know that. Did you?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yep.
That's huge.
Yep.
That makes things a lot more challenging for people trying to buy a home. We all hear these stories of somebody, a friend or ourselves, who tried to buy a home, was about to put the money down, sign the contract, go into escrow, and at the last minute somebody comes in with a cash offer and takes it off the table. And you're saying, who is this with the cash offer? And so you look into it, and it's an LLC with an ambiguous name. And if you pull the strings and follow the breadcrumbs that would lead you to BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, Kennedy said. Wow. Corporations can secure financing for real estate at cost 30% less than the richest people in the country, Kennedy said. This gives them a significant advantage over typical American home buyers. So they can outbid you. And they can outbid your children. Our families are now competing against three companies which are trying to buy every single family home. Let that sink in. Klaus Schwab said it. I didn't know they were going to do it. But these three corporations, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, are going to own every home in the country eventually, what's going on here. According to the State of the Nation's Housing in 2023 report from Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, the annual income needed to afford payments on a medium-priced home in the U.S. is now $117,000, up $20,000 from last year. Let me repeat that. The annual income needed to afford payments on a medium-priced home in the U.S. is $117,100, up nearly $20,000 in the past year. I know a lot of people don't make anywhere near $117,000 a year. That means millions of households are now priced out of the market. The number of renter houses are able to afford these higher payments shrunk by 32% from 7.5 million to 5.1 million, a loss of 2.4 million potential home buyers, the Harvard researcher said. Melody, that's really a crying shame that people can't even afford to buy their own home to rear their families in and to have security for the future for their family and their spouses, maybe their children in the future. That's really a shame. They have nothing to leave their children, no property to leave. That's just unthinkable in a nation we used to call America that was really a country where everyone had a chance to make it. Any comments on that?
Yeah, the only ones who have the dream anymore are the ones crossing the border.
And we're paying for that.
And we're paying for that, yeah.
But I that really shook me up when I read that the annual income needed to even afford a median-priced home is over $117,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's your dollar working for you, ladies and gentlemen.
And they just keep on adding pressure to us, adding taxes to us, and paying for people that are not to be illegal, period, and they're not supposed to be in this country, and they stay here. We foot their bill, we house them, clothe them, take care of them, and we can't afford to buy our own homes. There's something terribly wrong and evil with that picture. Now, this didn't happen by chance. This didn't just all of a sudden pop up and say, oh, we didn't know that was going to happen. This has been planned for decades, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Many, many decades.
So I don't know how else to even say that any clearer than that. They wanted to take us down, and they're doing it piece by piece. They're doing it very slowly in some areas, so people won't get really too upset all at one time. But the whole nation is getting angry now. We have people calling in to Marjorie Greene's phone office saying, coming to kill her and her family. People get angry. They're no longer really thinking things through. They're getting angry. They're reacting. They're not responding. They're reacting. And it's going to get very dangerous. Got anything you want to add to all that?
No, sir.
I hope I'm making
sense. You know I'm always quiet on a Friday.
I hope that I'm making sense to people, that they understand that what I'm saying is really not rocket science. It's just something we see happening every day, isn't it?
It is. We see it.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking for myself here. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. If I can see it, I would think anybody could.
Well,
it's not
they could if they looked.
If they look, that's the key. They got to look. They got to look. Different topic, but it's interesting nonetheless. In Pennsylvania, electronic voting machines flipped votes in Superior Court election. The machines flipped the votes. Now, that's the first time it's ever happened, Butch. Pastor Butch, that's never happened before in history. The voting machines have been 100% accurate. It's never happened before. What happened this time? Several voting machines in multiple districts across Northampton County were down due to votes getting flipped and not recording properly. Northampton County Elections Office stated it appears that when a voter selects a yes or a no for one of the candidates for retention to the Pennsylvania Superior Court, the selection is recorded on the paper ballot and on the machine for the other candidate. Now let this sink in. The voting machines only flipped votes in the retention race between Judge Jack Panella and Judge Victor Stable for the Pennsylvania Superior Court. Workers at several voting locations shut down machines affected by the error and had voters use paper ballots instead. What an idea. Melly, what would happen if we went back to paper ballots away from machines where machines can flip votes? Would that be do you think that'd be a solid common sense idea?
Well, you would certainly think so.
I mean, if it can happen on a small scale, can it happen on a bigger scale?
No, Butch, come on.
I know. I'm one of the conspiracy theorists. I know that. Yeah, I know that. I mean, that's all conspiracy. That could never happen. It really didn't happen this time. Somebody just made that story up. Yeah, I mean, folks, well, how long before we get common sense back in this country, if they're possible again? I don't see it happening, but who knows? We're getting close to a break, but I'll start this one. House Speaker Johnson is running out of time to avoid a shutdown. Here we go again, Melody. It's shutdown time. How are we going to pull a rabbit out of hat this time? Who's going to give in? What's going to do what? Who's going to get fired? Who's going to get kicked around? This goes on. It's getting more and more all the time. It used to be, happen once every few years. Now it's happening every quarter, it seems like. But you go ahead.
No, absolutely. We do have that coming down our way. And, you know, this guy, I'm not sure he can do anything or anything. Everybody's going to back him. So it is going to be interesting this time around. And I'm not so sure he might just let it collapse. We'll be right back, folks.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Real quick, Butch, there's a headline here. Americans don't want to fight for their country anymore. So they embrace a different they embrace a different way of life. They don't embrace the republic. They don't embrace our Constitution. You know, they embrace a different type of government. But then again, you wonder why.
Well, I had friends who lost their lives in a war that was totally uncalled for. I expect if they had another chance, they wouldn't want to do it either.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Think about. Back to the article about Johnson.
Well, I think more than is it the lack of patriotism anymore. That's what I sense. I get that there's no reason for them to go to a war and fight other people and lose their lives. I get all that. You know, it was part of being, you know, something about a part of a country that you'd be willing to fight for it. And that's gone. That patriotism is gone.
Well, it was time in America whenever we had something, and I mean this sincerely, worth fighting for as a country, not as units and not as individuals, but as a nation that had a moral standard that we could uphold and believed in. Mm-hmm. That's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone forever. It's never coming back.
Nope. It is not.
But the draft is coming. The draft is coming soon. And I'm not setting dates or anything, but it's coming soon. And it's not going to just end up with young men either. They're going to age a draft. They're going to raise their draft age. And they're going to take girls. Folks, it's coming. Anyway, Speaker Mike Johnson, the little-known Louisiana congressman who emerged from a hardline revolt as the House Republicans' new leader, is short on both time and experience to avert a U.S. government shutdown. The novice to major Washington negotiations had planned to release as soon as Thursday's proposal for temporary government funding, but intense infighting among Republicans threatened to delay any spending plan. You know, sometimes I wonder if the Republicans aren't just throwing the next election on purpose. I mean, I wonder about that. The new speaker is barely a week before the shutdown deadline to make his opening gambit and choose how far to go in his demands to bolster and support among ultra-conservatives who ousted his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy. The House plans to vote on Tuesday on the plan. Lawmakers said if Johnson's plan demands immediate cuts, he will provoke his standoff with the Democratic Senate, which refused to go along. Okay. I kind of feel sorry for the guy. I do. I mean, he stepped into a pair of shoes that maybe too big for him. Not because he's not a decent guy, perhaps, but he doesn't have the experience. You know, it's like putting an inexperienced boxer in with a professional. It's not going to turn out too well. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
Different topic. Israeli tanks have Gaza hospital surrounded as UN decries hell on earth. After reports emerged starting Wednesday and Thursday that Israeli tanks have pushed to the center of Gaza City, Palestinian officials have said tanks have drawn close to and have surrounded key hospitals where thousands of Palestinians are taking shelter as wounded patients are receiving treatment. They said Friday that the airstrikes have hit the Strip's biggest hospital, Al-Shifa, killing at least one and wounding several others. Other hospitals were also reportedly struck at dawn, including strikes on the grounds of the Indonesian hospital and the Residency Cancer Hospital, according to eyewitnesses cited in Reuters. Sprawling tent encampments of the internally displaced can be seen on the hospital campuses, but Israel claims that Hamas has terror tunnels underneath, and further that the group had the base of operations in Rantisi Hospital. Civilians waving white flags have been trapped in at least one instance coming under fire while trying to escape. Gazan authorities say that Israel's military is firing on them, where Israel claims Hamas is shooting its own people to keep them as human shields. What a mess. What a mess. Who do you believe? And again, who do you believe on either side of the combatants? But the ones caught in the middle are the ones suffering the most. Melody, comments on that?
No. I'm quiet today.
Well, you're easy today. I tell you, it's easy.
I am. We worked hard this week.
And this next article is true, and I hate to read it, but I'm going to read it because it really is something we need to think about. Let's not forget the U.S. mass killings of children. The U.S. mass killings of children. I'm not talking about war now, folks. I'm not talking about bloodshed and bombing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'll read it to you. While some American mainstream commentators expressed concern about the large death toll among children in Gaza, we mustn't forget that when the U.S. government, and specifically the U.S. National Security Branch of government, that is killing large numbers of children, most U.S. mainstream commentators go into silent mode, or even worse, play supportive roles in such killings. Who can forget the 1990s when U.S. officials were killing hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children with nary a concern expressed by U.S. mainstream commentators? Oh, sure, it's true that those killings were being inflicted by economic sanctions rather than bombs, but so what? The Iraqi children were just as dead. What difference does it make whether a child is killed by sanctions instead of bombs? The official mindset toward the mass numbers of Iraqi children being killed by the U.S. government was specifically reflected in the infamous response by Madeleine Albright gave in a 1996 to Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes. Stahl pointed out that a half a million Iraqi children have been killed by U.S. and U.N. sanctions. Now, folks, let us think of a half a million. More than the number killed in Hiroshima as a result of the U.S. government targeting the civilian population, including children, of that city with a nuclear bomb. Stahl asked Albright, is the price worth it? Albright replied, we think the price is worth it. Wow. That hurts. How in the world can you justify that? I just don't understand, Melody. How we, I mean, a half a million children starved to death, and that's a tough one to swallow.
You know, it's interesting because you know there's been children and women and humanitarian disasters all over the world, and by war. Other reasons, and you don't hear much about it, but it's interesting that you hear more about the Palestinians. And I'm not taking away what they're going through, but it's just interesting how so much more attention is paid to this at this time than the million. You know, that was half a million there, so I'll say millions. I mean, look at the Yemen people, the war in Yemen. That was the worst humanitarian situation, disaster than ever. And it was the Saudis that did it. And yeah, the Yemen was, you know, they were Iranian, but we gave money, weapons to the Saudis.
Yes, we
and
did.
And yet, no one. No one talked about this except us. And maybe we didn't talk about it enough. So now you have this with Israel, and now all of a sudden everybody's all, you know, woe is me, you know, the past. I get it, but it's happening all over the world, and the rest of the world needs to be recognized also of these tragedies.
I agree. It should break anybody's heart that has a heart, period.
Yes.
Pentagon is starting to restrict flow military aid to Ukraine as money runs out. We'll see. No more green for Zelensky. With war funding for both Ukraine and Israel now seemingly snarled up beyond repair in Congress, on Thursday, the Pentagon said that funding delays have forced the U.S. to begin restricting the flow of military assistance to Ukraine. The Pentagon has only $1 billion left to replenish stocks of weapons that were sent to the country, according to a spokeswoman. We'll see. If they cut off, Ukraine will collapse. We know that. We have had to meter out our support for Ukraine, Deputy Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told reporters. We're going to continue to roll out packages, but they are getting smaller. Singh urged Congress to break a deadlock and approve the Biden administration's $61.4 billion request for emergency funds for Ukraine's fight against Russia, part of a massive $106 billion package that would include aid for Israel and the U.S.-Mexico border, but which now has virtually no chance of passing. House Republicans have sought to separate the aid for Ukraine and Israel, an idea both the Senate and the White House oppose. If the funds dry up for Ukraine, Melody, I think Ukraine is, basically as we see it now, is toast. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. They're still getting they're still getting training. They're still getting the weapons. So they should have everything that they need.
Well, you would think so.
They're getting what? What the F-16s? Is that what they were?
Yeah, F-16s. Yes. And rockets and everything else that, you know. So,
if they couldn't win the war with the amount of money that they received and the weapons and everything against, then it wasn't being fought properly. I guess they did make headway to some degree and so forth. But
well, it's been well over a year since it started.
Yes, it has.
So. Yeah, it has been. And I'll say this, then we'll move into a good news story. Italy becomes the first nation to ban Bill Gates' fake meat due to serious health concerns. God bless Italy. It said that this could actually cause turbo cancers in this fake meat. Folks, I'm not making it up. I'm serious. The numerous recent studies showed that the lab-grown synthetic meat of the kind being promoted by being a eugenist Bill Gates is triggering the formation of turbo cancers in humans. Wow. But on the other hand, Biden's regime is fast-tracking that synthetic meat into the here in America. So, yeah, okay. Italy is the first nation to say no to synthetic food, to so-called synthetic meat, announced Health Minister Orazio Celeschi. It does so with a formal and official act. How about that? Good for them. Good for them. But we welcome it. We're just so excited to have it as Americans. It used to be, Mel, that would be another way around. America was the one that would take care of its people. It used to be. Honestly, it was. Now we'll get down to a good news story. Community rallies to replace stolen custom bike for teen with autism. This took place in October. An inspiring demonstration of community solidarity and compassion. The people of Spokane have come together to replace a stolen custom bicycle belonging to a local teenager with autism. Late this summer, a 16-year-old boy known as Gabe had his beloved custom bicycle stolen while he was riding near his home. For Gabe, this bicycle was much more than a mere mode of transportation. It represented his gateway to freedom and solace, providing him with an outlet to express himself and find tranquility in a world that can often be overwhelming. That bike was everything to him, his mother Brenda told KHQ. He rode it all the time. He told me once when he's riding, it was the only time his brain was quiet. That really hit me. Despite efforts to locate the stolen bicycle, weeks passed and remained missing. But that's when the heartwarming twist in the story unfolded. Upon hearing about Gabe's plight, Cherry Hill BMX and two-wheeler dealers stepped in without hesitation to make a positive impact. These two organizations collaborated to order a brand new custom bicycle, carefully designed to replicate the features that Gabe cherished in his stolen one. To see the joy in a kid's face away from screens and on the bike is something that should never be taken from them, said Eric Emerson, the president of Cherry Hill BMX. This small act of kindness brings a smile to a kiddo's face, and that's all that we need. Last week, the new bicycle was personally delivered to the family's home. For Gabe, the custom bicycle isn't just a means of transport. It's an escape from the sensory overload that often accompanies autism. Riding provides him with a sense of joy and relaxation that's truly invaluable. We're so grateful for everyone involved. I cannot tell you what this means to my kid, Gabe's mother Brenda said. Praise God for that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Melody, go ahead.
Already? You're giving me a whole minute? You don't have another happy story?
Oh, I could probably find them real quick, but I won't have time to read it, so you just go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's happy it's Friday. We have a weekend going into, and I'm happy I mentioned this earlier in the week. We almost have Thanksgiving, and I'm looking forward for the inflation for the holiday, the Christmas, 12 days of Christmas, as they always do every year to see what inflation really is. So that's going to be an interesting one this year. So, but 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And you got any parting comments, words of wisdom, Butch?
I will say this. Premiums are down on Silver Eagles. Get them now. Get them now. Don't hesitate. It could change overnight.
This is the lowest I've seen these wholesale premiums in, I can't even, well, since the pandemic.
Wow.
Since the pandemic. 1-800-375-4188. Have a great weekend, but be safe. And until then, good night and God bless.
I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.